I'm with Canterbury Village, and we are a maintenance-free condominium development that my husband and I and our aunt took over. My husband is the builder out there, and we just really wanted to get involved with more community activities, and breast cancer is something that has affected our family. It's affected several of my good friends, and so we just thought, let's do something for the cause. And I work for Sanford at the Wellness Center, and so the Edith Sanford Breast Cancer Foundation was a natural match for us.
Canterbury, tell us a little bit more about what you do there.
We are located in northeast Sioux Falls, just a little bit northeast of Washington High School. It's a condominium development. There's a clubhouse, and it's maintenance-free living, so people don't have to shovel or mow or any of that good stuff. It's a development that's has been there a little while, but we've just taken it over in the last year, and we're building like crazy out there, and there's going to be adding on. There's going to be lots of new homes going up. There's some going up right now, more coming this spring and summer, and that whole neighborhood is just going to continue to grow and grow.
Now, you're hosting the event coming up this Friday.
That's right. This Friday, it's from 3 until 8. Mm-hmm. People can come and go anytime in those hours.
And what are we going to be doing?
We are going to be doing all kinds of great stuff. One of our main premieres is the tasting. People can buy a $10 tasting ticket. And then we have East 10th Hy-Vee Wine and Spirits will be there, along with Wild Prairie Winery, so people can taste wine. Valleyside Farm Cheese will be there, letting us taste some of their farm fresh cheese. Mary Oren out of Brandon with Mary's Cake Creations will have her gourmet mini cupcakes.
Ooh, sure.
And Simon's Cafe from here in Sioux Falls is going to be taste testing their famous chicken salad. So people can do tasting, so that's kind of one of the main parts. We also have a ton of raffle prizes that people can buy tickets for. We have an original Mark Anderson pheasant painting that he painted exclusively for our event. It's just gorgeous. It has a little bit of a pink hue to it, kind of in keeping with the breast cancer theme. People can buy tickets for that. We also have just an awesome variety of packages, everything from a date night package for the sports fan package. People don't have to be present to win, so they can stop by, buy a couple raffle tickets, do some tasting, and if they're not there at the end of the night when we do the drawings, we'll call them up and let them know that they've won.
Very good.
We'll also have a lot of live music. I have a number of local musicians that will be playing throughout the night.
Okay.
We have some other vendors that will be selling, a local jewelry artist, a local purse artist, and then a company called Blessings Unlimited. They're all vending their wares and then giving a portion of their proceeds to our event that night.
Now, this is not just for women, though, right?
Absolutely not.
All right,
no, anyone who likes to eat, so that would be men, too. And then also a lot of the packages, we tried to appeal to men and women with the packages. We've got a grilling package that a lot of guys might like to win.
Can I go online to see the packages or more information?
Absolutely, absolutely. If you go to our website, which is www.canterburyvillagesfsd.com, it lists all of the raffle packages and it kind of details what's in the packages, definitely.
Now, how do I get tickets?
You can get tickets, obviously, at the door by showing up to the event anytime from 3 to 8. Or if somebody is excited about the cause and they like what we're doing, but they don't think that they can make it out that night, they can contact me at 321-0028 or TBSTREICH, that'd be Tammy Bradstrike, at sio.midco.net, and I can hook them up with the raffle tickets, and then they can win a prize without even being there.